Ranger 22, Lessons from the Front, written by Ray Goggins and read by Anthony Delaney. My name is Ray Goggins. I have spent all of my adult life in the military or in a parallel line of work. Most people know me as the chief instructor on RTE's Special Forces Ultimate Hell Week. It has taken me 35 years to become involved in that Special Forces program. Being on TV was never on the radar, or something I even thought about. I had previously served in the infantry, but mainly in Special Forces as an operator and leader in hostile environments, conflict areas, and war zones all over the world. A lot of things happened along the way, which taught me the skills and attitude to become that person on TV. Most people think that Special Forces units are solely in the business of taking people out as a last resort. Sometimes this is the case. These units operate between the spaces that conventional units can't fill. Sometimes the mission is too complex for conventional forces, or may just require a small team of highly skilled individuals. In fact, Special Forces, also known as Special Operations units, are there to protect people from terrorist and criminal organizations. I have spent most of my career in this capacity, from protection operations in Afghanistan to conducting direct action DA missions in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The greatest reward is making that difference for people, physically saving them from injury and death. By carrying out operations, we can ensure that the village they live in is not attacked by insurgents, that they can harvest their crops safely, and that their children are not taken from them to become slaves or child soldiers. Let me state for the record that I'm no psychologist, therapist, or life coach. Yet at some stage or other, I've been all of the above, both for myself and others. I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is a tried and tested process, which I have developed in the military and beyond over many years of being caught up in hostile and dangerous situations. The process is based on everything from doctrine and drills to practical crisis management experiences, which I have used in my military and civilian life. The military has the best guidelines in that a manual, pamphlet, training circular, routine order, screed, or a list of instructions exists for everything. From how to tie your shoelaces to how to drive a diver propulsion device, DPD. These guidelines are called Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs. And if there isn't an SOP for it, then it doesn't exist. So much of what I've learnt in the military can be transferred to everyday life and its many challenges until it becomes second nature. And because life doesn't have an SOP, I have developed my own.